This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. We have Marshall Osher with us. Marshall, I've had a couple people text me and tell me that they were there where you spoke at one place or the other. And they said, and these are folks that attend our church. They told me, listen, Pastor, he's the guy that you would vote for. Believe me, he said, you know. So anyhow, because you're pro-God, pro-family, pro-life, and you're Christian. And so tell the folks where you're going to be so they can come out and listen to you.
That is very humbling. I very much appreciate that. So tomorrow, we've got a pretty busy day. So we're going to be at Mulligan's Restaurant at 11:30 for a town hall. And then we will also be at the Father's House in Northwest Canton. And that's at 3951 Fulton Drive. That starts at 9 a.m. and goes until early afternoon. So we're going to start the day there, hop over to Mulligan's for a town hall, then head back to the Father's House to finish that up. Monday, I will be speaking at Blystone Farm at 7 o'clock for another town hall. So looking forward to a big crowd there. And then on Wednesday, I will be at Rookie Sports Bar and Grill in Parma starting at 6:30. So pretty busy week coming up.
When you get a chance, if you could email me or and text me the address, I know you probably don't have the address of those places right there with you. I'll give them out over the air. You know, the time, the date, and the place. I spoke at Mulligan's for myself last month. And so
that'd be great. I appreciate that. And I heard you mentioned that you were speaking at Off. That is a great venue and a great group. I had the pleasure of speaking there a couple weeks ago. So that'll be a good event for you.
Very good. Yeah, if you could, you know, just like I said, email me where you're going to be and the addresses and the times. I'll announce those over the air. And so
that'd be my pleasure. I appreciate
it. And it'll be replayed 4 times here in Ohio. So there you go. Anyhow, you're welcome to stay with us. We're going to do some lightning rounds. If you want to stay with us and just be a part of it, you're welcome to stay in here. Okay, let's get ready. I'm going to get my turning going. Can you get my turning going? Ready? Okay. It's definitely election time. Here's an article by Brian Lupko. For Joe Biden to pardon all federal marijuana offenses, now rule affects a total of, guess what? How many people do you think are in federal prison for possession of marijuana?
Gee, I don't know, Pastor. I mean, I saw the headline, but I don't know what.
Here's the number. Ready? Zero. There's zero. Okay. All of these people that he's going to pardon. All of these people, guess what? Dealers. They're dealers. They're all dealers. 6,500 was the last count that he's going to pardon. 6,500 drug dealers. Now, remember what we told you, Joe? Remember what we said here a long time ago, how the Biden crime cartel works hand in hand with the drug cartels, with the Mexican drug cartels, and with the human smugglers. Biden keeps the door. He's the doorman. He has the doors open to bring them in. And everything that the Biden crime cartel takes part in, Big Joe gets his 10%, doesn't he?
The big guy, Pastor Ernie, the big guy.
Yeah. Every single thing. So you got an article there, Ron?
Yeah, Miami-Dade County messes with the wrong Christian and gets hit with a federal lawsuit.
One for our side, finally.
Yeah,
huh?
Finally. In 2021, John Libriola, a media aide for Miami-Dade County Board of Directors, wrote a full-throttled opinion piece on the so-called Equality Act, which he said has been the most comprehensive assault on Christianity ever written into law. So the county investigated him, and disciplined him, tried to send him to the LGBTQXYZ gulags, which he refused to do, and then they fired him, so he's filing he filed a federal lawsuit. So it's actually good news.
Here's some, too. Republican states withdraw over $1 billion from BlackRock due to ESG policies. You know, BlackRock is one of the woke corporations. They're
really the biggest funding of it, yeah.
Yeah, they support everything that we don't support. And here's Sanon. Go ahead, Joe.
Pastor Ernie, I look at BlackRock as really part of the heart of the New World Order. I mean, their holdings are incredible.
Yeah.
They have more, I guess you would call it, wealth than I think every nation except the United States. They are really the heart of the New World Order. Like right now, what they're doing is they're buying up all the real estate they can throughout the country. I know here in Texas, there was a big issue about what BlackRock was doing, buying up everything, houses, lands, apartments.
Yeah. Well, here's what they're doing. Bill Gates is buying up farmland. He's buying up all the farmland. He wants to control the entire food. The Chinese Communist government. The Chinese Communist government is buying land all around our military bases.
Yep.
As close as they can get to all of our military bases. And BlackRock is buying houses and apartment buildings.
Yes, they are.
And so...
They're actually taking away private ownership. Now they're renting it out so we don't own anything.
Right. That's the whole idea that we don't own anything. And like Klaus Schwab said, you won't own anything and you'll be so glad you don't, right?
Yep.
And so,
Ernie, if no one owns anything, who owns it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is it free-floating? It's just no one anywhere owns anything in Klaus Schwab's universe, or we don't own anything. And if we don't own it, who owns it?
Yeah, good question.
We don't know. It's the Black Rocks, the J.P. Morgans.
Yes, exactly right. You got it. They own everything, Pastor Ernie. They own it, and we own nothing.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. Here you go. Listen to this one. Shocking trove of HHS records reveal most aggressive vaccine propaganda campaign ever. Here you go. This screenwriters, comedians, church leaders, black doctors, and influencers all paid off to pimp the vax, to pimp the vax. Judicial Watch has nailed it yet again, suing HHS Health and Human Services to acquire a treasure trove of documents that reveal the world's most exclusive, most exhaustive, heavily funded, and wide-ranging propaganda campaign to try to convince the oblivious masses to be injected with an experimental mRNA concoction that isn't even a vaccine. But see, people, they still don't realize, and here, the fake news media is in total collusion with them. The fake news media is, they are betraying the people. People are dropping dead from this vax left and right, and we know about it. We know about it, but they will not talk about it. We've talked about it time and time again. Judicial Watch announced that it received 249 pages of records from the Department of Health and Human Services detailing the extensive media plans for a propaganda campaign to push the COVID-19 vax. They call it a vax. One document in the release records was entitled the Public Education Campaign Plan, and that was in April 19th through May 31st of 2021, and featured the following bullet points. And it said here, vaccine engagement package to all entertainment, talent, and management agencies. Vaccine engagement package to all media companies and show producers. Outreach to major culture event producers. Produce HHS question and answer videos featuring local black doctors discussing the vaccines. You know, they're still trying to eliminate the black race, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what?
Through abortion or vaccines, one or the other.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. How they work and why the public should get vaccinated. It goes on a whole big list. Then it goes to the very end. It says, use the NFL, NASCAR, Major League Baseball, CMA to request that they create content with their talent and use them to push the death shot. Now, at the same time, there's a big lawsuit coming. Where'd that article go? Oh, I'll find it here in a minute. Where there's a major lawsuit against the military.
Yes, Pastor Ernie, I want to add something while you're looking for it. In addition to what you said, the federal government paid all the top media outlets. There was a $1 billion pot they had, and that $1 billion, each one got a share of it, was to suppress any talk against the death shot. They were, so in other words, the government was behind Facebook and YouTube, and well, then Fox News just wouldn't allow people on it anymore. But all those sources, Twitter, the federal government was behind denying us our rights on these shows. Now, those shows are private, but the government was bribing them to shut us down. So that's directly, the government was getting involved in the First Amendment.
You know, virtually, here's the reality. Right now, as we exist today, we don't have a First Amendment. Right now, as we exist today, the Constitution isn't really, in reality, in effect. You have all of these so-called agencies, rogue agencies, the FBI, for example, trying to shut down parents who are, you know, at PTA meetings where they can't, they get up at the school board meetings to speak because they don't want the pornography put in their textbooks, and the FBI shows up to threaten them. Pro-lifers, people out there like what we're talking about, like we do constantly, abortion is murder and the most wicked, evil, ungodly, unclean. That's the platform of the Democratic Antichrist Communist Party platform there. And here they're coming to the homes of pro-lifers, those that save innocent children. The ungodly, the unclean come to their houses, and these so-called FBI agents, these little boys with their toys, they give them some guns, and they love to go and stick the guns in the faces of little children to scare them. They get off that way, don't they? And, you know, John, I got to tell you, you know, I not all the FBI agents are that way. A lot of them, I still know a number of them. They feel the way we do. In fact, they're even more upset because what they've done, you know, many of them have worked almost until retirement. Now they never signed up for any of this. And now all that agency that they worked for now has got a reputation of being nothing but corrupt. Thank you, Chris Ray. Thank you, Merrick Garland. See what you've done to that. And I know that the agents, and I'm talking about those with honor and integrity. I'm not talking about the little boys that go out with their toys and beat down people's doors, and there are 30 or 40 of them to capture a little child and stick a gun in the face. I saw three of them being chased away by the wife of one of the pro-life men. You know, but, you know, John, you were a federal agent for all of those years. How does that make you feel?
Oh, Mr. Ernie, I can't talk to describe how it makes me feel. It actually hurts to see it, you know, for me personally, because I was involved there. It hurts to see them becoming like the thuggin' forces. That's what they are. The law means nothing now to these people. They can just go out and bully and intimidate people, and like you said, the pro-lifers, they opened the door and they got AR-15s pointed at their chest. You know, and the kids are being terrorized and all. I mean, these are, they're not Americans anymore, Pastor Ernie. They're like from another level, you know, and I call it the New World Order. I mean, that, whether they know it or not, that's what they're doing. They're enforcing a international group that wants to destroy America and set up its rule in the world, and we see it out playing. It's no more a conspiracy, Pastor Ernie. It's out in the open.
You know, if Ted Gunderson were here today, boy, I'm going to tell you, he'd certainly have something to say about it. And Marshall, are you still there?
I am.
Yeah, do you know who Ted Gunderson is? He's probably before your time.
I don't.
Well, Ted Gunderson used to be the FBI man in charge of the whole Southwest, and his territory included Texas, New Mexico, California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Colorado, that whole area. And he was a very good friend of mine, and he came up here and he stayed with us, and he told me that one of his biggest fears were not so much the communists. That, you know, remember when the FBI used to fight communists? Remember those good old days?
Yep.
When before they became communists, they used to fight communists. And he told me that his fear was the rogue agents within the agency. That's the ones he had to watch, those that were for sale. And he knew, he told me that they had, that sometime they were going to kill him. They had a contract on him. Well, eventually they did get him, okay? But I know he would, I know it would just break his heart to see what the agency's become today. Thank you, Chris Ray. But, you know, I'll say this, boy, Ted Cruz really put Chris Ray in the, really put him under the fire, and so did Josh Hawley. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, I don't know, Chris Ray, you need to repent. Boy, you need to repent of that. Just think of that, the shame in that you guys have brought upon the agency. You can undo that. You need to come right out and just say, look, what I did was wrong. I betrayed my country. Ask for forgiveness. Or if you refuse to do that, Chris Ray, you need to resign. You need to resign today. What do you think, John?
Pastor Ernie, yeah, I think, you're 100% right. But this guy here, he was appointed by Trump, and I hear that it was, you know, that governor from New Jersey, you remember him, Chris Christie?
Oh, yeah.
He is the one that got behind Ray and had Trump appoint him. Trump believed Chris Christie.
Yeah.
But look what he's done. He stayed there with all of Trump. Now he's in with Biden.
Yeah.
He's all of Trump's administration there, and he's here with Biden now. There's something about this guy, Pastor Ernie. I think he's diabolically evil.
Well, so was Chris Christie. Chris Christie, you could not trade him. He was a betrayer. He all the way around. I warned people about him to begin with, and so.
But there's something about Ray that's. You know, Pastor Ernie, he gets beat up by these senators, and then he goes back and continues his diabolical activities. You know, he just shrugs it off like nothing happened, and there's no—he's not held accountable by anybody. So he gets beat up in a senatorial hearing, and then goes back to being the director of the FBI and continuing, you know, the guns in the face of pro-lifers when they open the door and everything else he's been doing.
Well, I know. If I was the head of that agency, I would not want to go to my office and look all those other FBI agents in the eye, okay? Because, you know, those guys are hearing from them. People, their neighbors are asking them, aren't you ashamed of what's going on there? Aren't you ashamed of the agency? Their children don't want to tell their friends that their fathers work for the FBI because of, you know, what's been happening. They're laughing and they're calling them Gestapo. Can you imagine? Now, if I were Chris Ray, I wouldn't want to go in and have to look the other agents in the eye after doing that, John.
Pastor Ernie, he's a special man, and I don't mean in a good sense. I don't know if he has a conscience or anything like that. I mean, to do what he's doing, and they got him in that position. That's one of the most important positions in the government. They've got him there, and he seems to doesn't care, Pastor Ernie. I don't, like I said, I think he's got a conscience seared with a hot iron, as the Bible says.
appears to be that way.
It's funny that anyone that came within 5 miles of the Trump administration has been vilified, yet here we have a FBI
director. There you go. That's a real good point. That is a good one. Yes, yeah.
It makes you wonder why.
Well, they fear Trump. Trump knows. Trump's got resources. He's got a lot of resources in high places, and now, and they know now what they've done. I've never seen a president treated that way. Never, never. I'll never forget watching Nancy Pelosi as Trump is giving the State of the Union stand behind him and tear up his speech. I'll never forget that. Right there should have been called treason. Right there. That was. As far as I'm concerned, that is treason by that wicked, wicked old woman. And, you know, her and Chuckie Schumer behind this whole January 6th false flag. That's exactly what it was. It was a false flag set up, and it was engineered. And we played, John, you heard us, we played the clips of the FBI agents that were there and said they noticed, they spotted rogue agents all out there that were all a part of this here. They murdered real patriots, people, those dirty cops, those dirty D.C. cops murdered real Christian patriots, and they weren't fit to tie their shoelaces, and that's what those dirty D.C. cops did. They murdered them. And Nancy Pelosi needs to be charged with murder. She needs to be charged with murder. And Merrick Garland also. There you go.
Amen to that.
All right, here you go. Freedom Caucus calls on GOP to delay defense bill if vaccine mandates not repealed. Members of the Freedom Caucus are urging Republican leaders to postpone their vote on the massive annual defense authorization bill until next year, unless the vaccine mandate is repealed. The Freedom Caucus blasted the Biden regime for continuing to coerce service members to comply with the experimental COVID vaccine mandates, despite Joe Biden's admission that the pandemic is over. On September 18th, 2022, fake President Joe Obama Biden admitted the pandemic is over, yet the president and his woke Pentagon continue to force an experimental and largely ineffective vaccine onto American military personnel, and thousands of our best and bravest service members face involuntary discharges for refusing on religious or medical grounds, and the Department of Defense Inspector General has raised serious concerns regarding the wholesale denial of vaccine mandates. You know what, John, I would have to say that the brightest and the best, that those soldiers that refuse to take the kill shot, they definitely are the smartest. They're definitely the brightest, okay? What do you think?
Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, with everything that the military's doing now, with Biden, you know, over it, really, the recruitment is down 25% now. And what I'm hearing, the ones that they're accepting are not like the ones we used to have. So what they're doing is like not by accident. They've got an agenda, and part of their agenda is to destroy the military, and that's what they're in the process of doing, Pastor Ernie.
Absolutely, that's exactly what they're doing. You have Austin and Millie out there. You know, I was watching the recruitment films of the Russians and the Chinese, and they were showing you, you know, be like our old recruitment films used to be, soldiers, the iron fighting men. And then I watched our recruitment, and they had a black lesbian woman.
Talking about her two moms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. And what is Millie doing for USO shows? They bring now out there
drag queens. They're bringing drag queens onto bases, and at West Point they're teaching the woke agenda. And Pastor Ernie, we saw that coming back early 2000s there, when we both of us tangled with the War College.
Yeah.
In Leavenworth, Kansas, here, War College, we saw what was going on there, Pastor Ernie, back then.
And we tried to warn people, didn't we?
Yeah, and it fell on deaf ears.
You know, this all started with the don't ask, don't tell policy with Clinton in the 1990s, really. It's just been progressively getting worse every, presidential control. It's just, yeah. Look where we are right now.
Well,
they're using the military because the military are trapped there, and they're using the military to advance their agenda. And it was Pastor Ernie at the Air Force Academy in Colorado where they were telling the soldiers there not to use mom and dad, not to use he and she, all the woke agenda. They're trying to force down the throats of the recruits there or the cadets in the academy, not all academies, specifically the Air Force Academy. Can you imagine? Don't refer to your mother as mother.
Yeah, I know that. This is just an amazing thing. Look, you know, and here, I mean, just think about this. The very people that don't know what a woman is, right? I mean, they tell you they don't know what a woman is, are the very same ones that tell you that it's her body. They don't know what a woman is, but they know what
right.
about.
Right. Yeah.
It's an amazing, I mean, it's insanity there. You see a criminal insanity, there. It's an amazing thing. All right.
Well, one Supreme Court justice, one of the senators asked her to define, and she's a female, one of the senators asked her to define what a woman is, and she said she wasn't a biologist.
Yeah. I actually heard a good response. A lady was talking to someone at a baseball game because he asked her, are you a biologist? She said, no, but I'm not a veterinarian, but I know what a dog is. I mean, it's really that simple.
Yeah, but you see, I answered that right away. When she didn't know what a woman was, here's what I said. I said a woman can be a mother, can be a grandmother, can be a daughter, can be a sister, and can be a wife. I knew that.
Yeah, pretty simple.
Did you say that? And so, and they didn't know that, did they? Okay. But what does the Bible say a woman is? A woman is a helpmate for the man. Right?
Well, from Adam's rib, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, John, you're in Texas there. Texas governor signs executive order and makes entire country more safe overnight. Now, he did that about 2 weeks ago when he declared these drug dealers and these human smugglers as terrorists. Greg Abbott, your governor out there, now, what has happened? Because I understand that the Biden regime has tried to overrule that. Can they do that?
Pastor Ernie, when he did that, when Governor Abbott did it, he what he did was the drug cartels there, he identified them as terrorist organizations. And I didn't hear anything after that. But I thought that Biden would try and stop them because, you know, that's part of, you're right. I mean, they want the borders open for the drugs and the human trafficking. But Abbott did it, and I haven't heard here in Texas not a word since.
Well, yeah, there was a response coming out of the White House that they couldn't really do that, that they could not classify them as terrorist organizations. But the governor can. The idea is that a state can't do that. It has to be the federal government to do that. But I don't believe that at all. I believe that.
I don't believe it at all either.
And so, if they do that, if governor now, if they do that and they arrest them as terrorists, but then they have to go through the federal courts, don't they?
I wouldn't do that. I would keep it in the state court, and I don't know. I'd have different charges, Pastor Ernie. You know, I'd have different. I keep it all within the state. I wouldn't dare move to Garland, to that the Attorney General Garland, I would have nothing to do with him at all, zero.
Yeah, he would probably take those and make either FBI or IRS agents out of them, you know.
Yeah, so I'm sure that Texas's plan is to just keep, and you could have like 100 counts of something, 100 counts of attempted murder and things like that. So you could handle them in the state level, but it would be very good if the states got together, you know, and all the decent states that are left that aren't under control of George Soros, the district attorneys and attorney generals, and it'll be very good for the states to all work together.
We're going to open the phone lines, but before we go to the break, we're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. But before we do, I wanted to remind you, okay, that Marshall Usher, you can go to his website, usherforohio.com, usherforohio.com, or you can call 614-918-8322 to volunteer. Marshall, you're welcome to stay with us until the end of the program, but we got to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take calls. And now, if you'd like to take maybe someone's got a call for you, question for you, that would be great, too. Be right back.
None are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. The truth has been kept from the depths of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehood till wrong looks like right in their eyes. All of those with eyes that can see, whose spirits are quickened by words they can hear, the truth is alive and he lived as a man whose life was a gift to this world. And if he has called you, this mystery will soon set you free. The truth will set you free, just like he set me free. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free, who came from the Father and laid down lost sheep wandering in this world, who grope through the darkness, who stumble and fall. Your shepherd is searching, he's calling your name, he's seeking you out night and day. And if you should hear his sweet voice, let him guide you. Because he is the way. Yes, Jesus is the way. He is the only way. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free, came from the Father and laid they'll see the day, who patiently wait for his kingdom. redemption to come. Your sins have been cleansed by the blood of a man whose death on the cross paid the price. There's only one name, and it's only through his sacrifice that we obtain his life, because he is the life. The name is Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach.
All right, we're back, and we have the phones are open. And if you have a question and comment, we still have Marshall. You still with us, right?
I am.
Good, very good. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor. On a question, do you know about anything, whether they still got the ballots still for the 2020 election, or did they destroy them?
Do they still have the ballots? Do you know what? Hold on.
That program finished. I don't know what they did with it, though.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard back.
I'm going to guess they probably destroyed them because I haven't heard anything.
So that kind of makes it official now. It is what it is. God bless you guys. Thanks for the work you do.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Don. Don, you're in the air.
Pastor Sanders, we had a conservative talk show host here in the Akron area on WNIR, and we had a liberal lady, I shouldn't call her lady, she called in and she says, "Remember Rovember," and that's a reference to, it's a dog whistle basically, for the fact that the Republicans ended Roe v. Wade, and I heard they basically cultivated about 6 million new voters, and they want to go after, the Roe v. Wade again, try to get it under, a federal, legislation. But, my attitude with that is that the Bible warns us in Revelations 3:16 not to be lukewarm. So we got to have a Christ ember, so the people out there will vote pro-life. We're tired of this. This is definitely opposite of God's creation. God created the infants. He's pro-life. He's obviously be fruitful, multiply. You can't do that in a sodomite relationship. And also, these crazies out there can't realize that you had established in the Garden of Eden a heterosexual marriage. And nobody can vote Democratic and call themselves a Christian. You know that's blasphemy.
Absolutely, it is, and I know that you guys on your program, you don't compromise. You're very, very, you don't back down. Neither do we. And I'm seeing more and more programs like us coming up. And we're saying the Bible says the righteous will become more righteous, and the wicked more wicked. And that's exactly what we're seeing, isn't it?
Exactly right, Pastor. Full speed ahead, buddy. Don't cut slack on it. We got to change this country, do the best we can, bring it back to God.
Amen. It ain't over with until we win, is it?
That's or until the Lord returns.
All right, very good. All right. That's when we win. God bless. That's when we win. All righty. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, I have a question for Marshall, but there's an article on LifeSiteNews.com today citing the guy's name is James Thorpe, a 42-year-old obstetrician, rather, highlighting what he's seen from a shot in pregnant women, massive miscarriages, heart damage to his deliveries, and damage to the thymus gland, which is 120 times larger in infants than it is when you're an adult. So that's an important article. Also, from the David Knight Show podcast, they mentioned a new website they found, which is technology.news, that they're getting good information. That's technology.news. But my question for Marshall is, first of all, I want to compliment you, Marshall. I think of our articulate vice president, and you're much more well-spoken than her. So maybe you should run for vice president in the future. But my question is about police. What do you think of policing within the state of Ohio? And also, are they having trouble with drugs being routed in, specifically fentanyl and opiates from Mexico?
So, yeah, a lot to unpack there. So a couple things. One, I believe that we have a tremendous opportunity right now in the state of Ohio to capture and bring in some of these cops that are leaving other woke cities. They're being forced out in droves by the elected leaders that don't support them. And, I want to make Ohio a destination state for them. Things like, setting mandatory or a minimum salary of $60,000 a year, like they've done in Florida. Doing things like providing grants that will offset the cost of the $7,000 or $8,000 it costs to come in and certify within the state. So, things like extending the homestead exemption to law enforcement that includes corrections officers as well and other first responders. We believe that, having police and first responders living in the jurisdictions they serve is a good thing. So, if we can figure out a way to help them save money on that house and in those places, then, everybody wins. So I think that's the first thing around the police. One of the other things I love that Florida has done is passed a state law that says if you defund the police in your city, then the state can override that. That's something that I would absolutely want to explore and see how we could apply that to Ohio. As far as fentanyl goes, it's a huge problem. And I think fentanyl specifically, there aren't many people that are going out on fentanyl runs, right? I mean, these are poisonings. These aren't overdoses. And just knowing that, a small amount of fentanyl can kill a tremendous number of people. If any of us showed up with a similar device or substance, it would be classified as a weapon of mass destruction. And I think we really need to look at fentanyl the same way. A bag or a jar is enough to kill, the population of any of the three C's in Ohio. And the fact that it is being, pushed across our borders by the Chinese, imported into our state and used to poison our citizens is unacceptable.
Well, what's happening here? Here's how you judge on whether or not it's a weapon of mass destruction. It's how much money is being made, how much money the drug cartels are filtering into the politicians here in this country here. Again, you have to understand, we've been telling you, look, remember El Chapo? About, was it 4 or 5 years ago, when they arrested him, his second in charge came right out and said that they had donated a couple million to Nancy Pelosi's campaign. That tells you something right there alone, okay? Listen, believe me, the borders would not be open, and the Joe Obama, Biden, and the Democratic Party insult the intelligence of the American people when Mayorkas and these come out and says that the borders are secure when there's millions of people. Look, the whole idea is they want to send in 100 million people This is the plan that, you know, that was discussed with the New World Order people, with the World Health, the economic system. 100 million people they want to send in from Central, South, and other countries into America. 100 million. 100 million. And they've already got half of that. They have sent, if you think it's 11 million, no. It's closer to 50 million people they have already sent into this country, illegal aliens, right now. That's where we're at. And so that's the reality. The reality is the corrupt, the, it is so corrupt, unbelievably corrupt. But go ahead, Cliff. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thoughts on the whole, you know, Russian thing, too. You know, the basically looking to put the blame on Russia for everything that happens. You know.
No, like, you know what? Most people do not believe now. They having a hard time. They don't believe Russia is responsible for our high gas prices. They don't. The Biden regime, these people, they're fooling themselves. What do you think, John? McTernan? He fall asleep again? Big John. Okay. Why don't you pretend like you're Big John?
I'm near best to hurt.
Here he is. Go ahead.
I don't know what to say. It's just such a mess, Pastor Ernie. It's we need. And I'm listening to all this, and what we need really is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need God's power back in the country. Politically, can only go so far because they're entrenched. They are energized by hell, and we need God's power in society to right so many of these wrongs.
And that starts with repentance, and that starts in the church, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it goes back to the pulpits.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But repentance and God's power coming into society, rather, well, the devil, these people are energized by hell. And I wanted to tell you something before, and let me just bring it in right now. I was looking at, which site was it? Gateway Pundit, and I'm looking at it right now. And there's a picture of Joe Biden out in California, and he's got his hands all over a little girl again. And he's whispering in her ear, and she's like grimacing. She's looking at him in horror. And there he is. Any time he gets into crowds like that, he goes right after the little girls.
He's losing it. He's going to be. Remember, though, they want to legalize pedophilia. Democrats are already introducing legislation trying to legalize pedophilia. So
he's trying to legalize also that if we as parents don't teach our kids the LBG, whatever it is, agenda, that's going to be a crime.
Yeah, they'll actually prosecute the parents.
Yes, for not teaching their kids the homosexual agenda.
Well, shame on those parents. Anyone that would bow down to that, shame on them. Okay, we're running out of how much time do I have left there, Craig?
About a minute.
We have one more. What? Okay, let's take Jen. Take Jen.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
I've really been enjoying y'all's show most of the time, but I just wanted to make a statement about the problem that other religions are causing. You know, especially like the Hinduism. I noticed that on that January 6th, I believe that the reason why this whole insanity happened was because that man from Georgia came and prayed, and he invoked some Hindu deities. I don't know if you remember that.
Well, that might have something to do with it, but Jen, just let me say this, because we're running low on time. The Democratic Communist Party, the Democratic Party right now has brought in the Satan, the Church of Satan. They have adopted them as a regular part, just like the ACLU, just like the NEA. The Church of Satan now is a cell of the Democratic Party. So that tells you right there where that's coming from. But we're out of time. But all right, John, we have 4 minutes. Yeah, can you tell us how to get to heaven and avoid hell in 4 minutes?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, it's a good lead into what I just said. Folks, the battle that we're facing is literally with seeing good and evil. I mean, God created the family unit, husband and wife, children. That's the family unit. And we're looking, they're trying to pass laws that are to teach our children at home the homosexual agenda. And if you don't, it'll be a crime. This is how far evil is gone. This is, they want the kindergarten children on up. They want to introduce them to the homosexual agenda. They want to teach it. And they want to question whether little boys or maybe they think they're girls at kindergarten, first grade, second grade. They're going to be doing this definitely in like New Jersey and in Connecticut and California and other states. We're seeing evil manifest itself. And if there's good, that's coming from God. Everything that's good comes from God. So this here can play out to eternity. In eternity, there is good, and that's with God and Jesus Christ. And then there's evil, which Pastor Ernie talked about earlier, that ends up in the lake of fire. So it's clearly being drawn today, and the question is, whose side are you on? And the way to be on the side of God is through Jesus Christ and through a relationship with him by repentance of sin. This is the gospel that has not changed. The gospel of Jesus Christ has not changed in 2,000 years. It's the same as when it was first preached as it is now. And the Bible says the old most favorite scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And he gave Jesus for a reason, that he would go on the cross sinless. He's sinless. He would go on the cross, die, shed his blood, and pay the penalty for our sin. And because he paid the penalty for our sin, his righteousness comes before on us, that enables us to go before God and go into heaven and not go to the great white throne judgment, which we talked about earlier. So it's a trade. Jesus takes our sin and he then puts his righteousness on us. So it takes confession, repentance, belief, and confession. So the repentance means you are living a life of sin without Jesus Christ. You're doing an about face, and now you're living a life with him and his word. That's what repentance is. You must repent. Otherwise, it's just in your head. Repentance is an act of our will. Confession of Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God that died on the cross to shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin.
We're out of time, Joan. Thank you.
There you go, Pastor Ernie.
Until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.